Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in Yorkshire and brought up there. My father was Irish. He was one of 10 children of a postman and left school at 13 without ever taking any exams. My mother also came from a very working class background. Her father had gone into the mills at the age of 11. But they were keen on education. My mother had been quite well educated. My father had virtually no education at all. And they sent me to Bradford Grammar School, which was halfway between a private and a state school. It was grant-aided in those days, so it did have fairly small fees, but a fairly mixed background of people there. And then I decided I wanted to do medicine, inspired by a most wonderful biology teacher that we had at school, who taught us way beyond the A-level syllabus. And particularly, I was interested in the endocrine glands, which included diabetes and thyroid disease and these things. And at that time, my interest was sparked. And I went to Edinburgh University to study medicine.
So would it be true to say you were interested in diabetes from school?
Yes, I was. Not only was I interested in diabetes from school, but even in those days, I had planned to get married and have children, and I knew that all towns had diabetic clinics and that it was largely an outpatient-based specialty. And I thought that would be very suitable for a married woman with children.
Tell me about your time at Edinburgh University.
My time in Edinburgh was a very happy one. I loved everything about university, the academic life and the social life. And I'm still interested to hear more about diabetes, and it just so happened that the best lecturer that I ever heard in my medical course was lecturing on diabetes. This is a man called Leslie Duncan, who died a couple of years ago, and he was a very unusual doctor in that he had trained previously as a vet. And those were the days when consultants all wore dark grey or black suits with white ties, white shirt, sorry, and a handkerchief sticking out of their pocket. But he tended to wear an anorak and was well known for his rather unusual behaviour. But he gave the most wonderful lectures on diabetes, so much so that I can still actually remember some of the things he said all those years ago. He was quite ahead of his time, although I didn't realise it at the time, in that he gave a whole lecture on how patients should adjust their dose of insulin depending on their diet. And I thought that was a fascinating way to learn to look after yourself.